Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so you have a pencil and paper for you to call in on. I'm going to give you a number. What is it, Stu?
213. I'm sorry.
Back up.
818. 739.
8957. You want to repeat that? 818-739-8957.
First you hang up on the cell, hang up the cells, and call the phone on the other one.
That's what I'm doing right now, too. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I agree. All right, we got it. Good. Yes, I'm hanging up. Stu?
Yeah.
Did Patricia say that she verified that I was... You think so? No, I'm not saying no. I just don't know. Ron didn't think so. He asked her to follow up and have it confirmed. And she didn't do that. No, I understand that. But he thinks the answer is no.
Hello?
Hi, how are you? Okay. Stuart says I can talk to you now.
Good. Good.
He's bringing in a clock. Yeah, I'm being so waiting for you to give me the time.
We're counting down to 12 minutes.
Right. Okay, I'm going to say hello, hello, hello. Ron, say something for the sound check.
This is Ronald Gielock. How do I sound?
We're good. Okay. Now we're quiet again. Okay.
You're going to start at 12.
Right, okay. So this is going to be a 12-minute segment. I'm counting down 10 seconds. You'll hear me, Ron, and we'll get going, okay?
Yes.
Oh, and then...
Hit it, and give it 10 seconds or something, and then start the show.
Right, that's what I meant. Ready for me, Stu? Ready for me to push? Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And boy, we really have an earful for you in this next hour. Honestly, I don't know how we're going to get through this one, Ron. There's so much to cover because we had our first really great seminar at the very delicious Food Abundant Chimney Rock in Gillette this week. And it was just... It was amazing. We had a full house. lots of great questions and lots of opportunities to answer. Did you have a good time?
I had a phenomenal time, only I was marveling at the amount of food that they fed us and that they fed all our guests. And I'm really excited for those people who can come out to the luncheon event that we're going to be doing at the Chimney Rock on the 29th at 11:30, because they'll get to participate in the feast of knowledge and food that we all enjoyed.
I'll tell you something. It was, if you were going to be an Olympic runner, you would want to be at that particular dinner, because they were really packing it out. There were people who, many people, we've been begging them to take food home. So, I mean, once a dinner starts with an appetizer of an entire pizza, that's the appetizer, with salad, you know that what's coming is just endless. I was really flabbergasted, I have to say. Look, you know, folks, our show, so to speak, is not about food. It's about great financial planning. But the food really was a front, was a big star, I thought.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know what's interesting, Adrienne, is if you think about something, I think that I've been doing, you know, financial workshops and luncheons and dinners going back to 1996. So that's almost 20 years. And I have to say that I have never had an event where they fed us so much and where the guests went home with leftovers. And I don't want people coming to our programs just because it's a great meal. I want people I want people coming out because they want to learn something that they can use. But it was a great event. It really was.
It really was. And they did learn what they could use, and that's what we want to bring to you at this hour. I was also thought that the other star of the show in this case, were the guests. They really came prepared. They wanted to learn. They learned a lot. And let me just start with maybe four or five of the questions that I think probably is in the mind of anybody that's serious about their future and their financial planning. One of them is, you know, we talk about tax infestation, and we don't think about it in terms of our estates, because we figure that the federal government now has a $5 million exclusion. Maybe we don't have $5 million. Maybe we won't be leaving $5 million, so we don't worry about it. But people did ask about the $675,000 issue in the state of New Jersey. And, Ron, you were able to explain not only what the tax was, but also if you're a couple, how you can actually double your exclusion from estate taxes in the state of New Jersey. And I think people want to know about that. They don't know about this doubling idea.
Well, yeah, and if you think about something, Adrienne, we're always advocating taking a holistic approach to retirement planning, estate planning, financial planning, and trying to educate people and make the point that these topics all tie together. In other words, it's not just about, you know, what are you accumulating within your 401k? It's about how much of your assets are going to stay within your family and ultimately go to benefit the people that you love and care about. And you're right to point out, Adrienne, that in 2013, the federal government raised the federal estate tax threshold to $5 million, and they indexed it for inflation. So this year, it's $5,430,000. But, you know, at the same time, the federal estate tax threshold is like a moving target. It is subject to the whim of whatever politicians happen to be in office at the time, if we're talking about a married couple, at the time of the second death, because there's no estate tax between spouses. It's when assets pass to the next generation. But what's so overlooked in people's overall estate planning, and again, the purpose of this show is not to give specific legal advice to any individuals, to just talk about general concepts, but In New Jersey, we have a state-to-state tax that starts on estates over $675,000. And regardless of what particular county you happen to live in New Jersey, it's not all that difficult to accumulate more than $675,000. You just take the value of your house, the value of your retirement accounts, the value of what I jokingly call the certificates of disappointment down at the local bank. You add this all up, and you're likely to be there. So the idea is that there's an incredible, I like to call it an even amazing tax planning opportunity that's available to married couples to do what we sometimes refer to as a tax planned will. And the idea is, you know, we can introduce you to a estate planning attorney who's familiar with this concept. And the idea is to say, well, in the will, perhaps a trust can be created upon the death of the first spouse that, for example, $675,000 in assets can flow to this trust. And the end result, in effect, is instead of having one $675,000 exemption, there's two. So the tax savings, if a couple combined, let's say their gross estate was worth $1,350,000. The tax savings, just by doing the, in our view, the correct legal document, to the family can be $50,000. And I look at it and I go, oh my gosh, if we had $50,000 in $100 bills stacked up on the table and it was your money and we have a choice of sending it to Trenton or sending it to your children and grandchildren, where should it go?
You know, don't hold this against us, folks, but we're both lawyers. And for many years, I actually practiced trust and estates law. And as Ron says, this is not legal advice for you personally, but it's experience that I've had. I cannot tell you how many people have come to me, and we also asked this in our seminar at Chimney Rock yesterday, that have wills that they did create. Only one-third of Americans have wills to begin with. I know that's shocking. But the fact is that those that do feel that they're right, and almost none of them knew whether or not they had this clause in their will. Almost none of them knew it. I would guarantee you that about a third of them did not have that. So one day, I counted up the lines. I know it's a little nuts how big this clause is that could save you that much money. And it's about 8 or 9 lines. Now, there are many ways of writing it, depending on the attorney and their templates and so on. But for 8 or 9 lines in your will in your or your trust or your planning for your spouses, you can save a lot of money. And that's why we love these seminars. And Ron did mention that we're doing another one. I do want to give you the details of that one. It is, again, at the Chimney Rock. Yeah, bring a baggie, bring your doggy bag. 11:30 a.m. on October 29th. Now, this one's a luncheon. But we have the same menu, so you can skip dinner that day. And it's very simple. You can simply call 800-467-8152. There is absolutely no cost. Simply call 800-467-8152 and say you want to go. And they will register you for an invitation. Now, we were full yesterday, and that was the first one that we did with our radio audience. So we expect the second one might even be more so. 800-467-8152. We also have some wonderful books for you. And we just wrote one together called Fear Factor, False Evidence About Retirement. One of them we just mentioned, that there's no estate tax. And you can get a free copy of that book if you go to RonaldGeelockAndAssociates.com. Just go to RonaldGeelockAndAssociates.com/book, and you'll be able to download a copy. Fantastic. But do call 800-467-8152. And if you don't know how to use the Internet, you can still call that same number, and we'll show you how to download your free copy of the book and register for the seminar. 800-467-8152. Okay. So, you know, taxes, Ron, in your estate was not the only thing people were interested in. We have a couple of minutes before we go to a break, and I want to get started with the other thing they were worried about. And that is losing money. Things are not great with the stock market after many, many years of near perfection. You could close your eyes and make money. what's your take on it right now? When we come back in a couple of minutes, we'll talk about all the stressors that's going on with the market, what you should really, really be looking at. But right now, Ron, what's your roundup feeling about how to protect your downside in this particular environment?
Well, you know, it's a really, I hate to use the word scary, but it's a scary time. I don't want to sound like an alarmist, but a lot of people are genuinely concerned. A lot of people will say to me, you know, Ron, I feel a lot like I did in 2007, that maybe we're in the calm before the storm. You think back to 2007, the market started to gradually decline. All the talking heads on television at the time were saying, oh, this is nothing to be worried about. And we all know what happened between 2007 into 2008, and that bear market did not end until March of 2009. And if you think about it, the total drop in equities from 2007 to March of 2009 for a lot of people was 50%. And
know,
so
Ron, we're going to talk about how much that cost them in terms of their future in a few minutes. And we're going to also go through the five or six things that are happening now that you have to watch out for. So guys, don't go away. We will be right back with the answers to your questions. Okay, that was the segment. Now we're going on to the 8 minutes, Sue?
9 minute
segment. And one of the things that they were interested in, because I know from afterwards, was what happens if interest rates go up and some of the other stressors now on their portfolio. We could talk.
Well,
I mean,
you know what? The other thing, too, Adrian, is you could say, hey, you know, prior to our break, we were talking about, you know, I forget how you phrased it, is like you asked a question.
Right, right. We were talking about what the present environment could do to their...
Yeah, and what should you be doing
about
it? So I really didn't get into the, here's why it's so important to have a free financial review and what the perfect storm is and that kind of thing.
Okay, good. So, Stuart, we're ready. You ready for me to hit? I'm hitting resume now. Hello, hello, hello. Once again, this is Adrian Berg and...
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. It's heard, by the way, every single Wednesday. And one of the things that we love to do is answer your questions. We have a wonderful opportunity to do that because we did our first seminar with our radio audience at the Chimney Rock this week, and it was just wonderful. We had a full house. We had full bellies. The food was so great. But we also had a full board of questions. And I want to get right down to the one that we discussed right before the break, and that was... People are concerned with their bottom line. They're getting that bad 2008 feeling, and Ron just laid out for us that some people lost half of their retirement nest egg and only are able to recoup some of that because we were lucky enough to be in a good market for several years. But now we're feeling the pinch, which Ron sometimes calls the perfect storm. And what should we do about it? You know, we may not have another 7 or 8 years in our lives, particularly if we're post-retirement, to recover our money. And yet we have many, many years in our lives to spend our money. So we don't want our money to run out before we do. Ron, what can we do to protect some of that downside? And then we can talk about some of the stressors that are going on right now.
Well, you know, I think the whole concept of a second opinion, of a free financial review, of a dialogue with a financial advisor who thinks the way you think, meaning somebody who doesn't have a Pollyanna attitude that there's nothing to worry about, but somebody who believes that maybe it does make sense to get a little bit more conservative right now. Maybe it does make sense to have a sound plan in place to generate income throughout, you know, a 20 to 30 year retirement. Maybe it does make sense to look at how taxes interplay with our retirement income streams. So the whole idea is not to say that we haven't done well from March of 2009 to the present. Everybody's done well, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're working with a financial advisor. A rising tide lifts all ships. The real question is, what are we going to do going forward to make sure that we're not a financial statistic, you know?
Yeah, you know, one of the greatest enemies of good wealth husbandry, it's an old word that, you know, farmers used to use about making sure that their crops really grew. One of the most difficult barrier that we have to overcome is complacency in the good times. In the bad times, we get scared, and we often go to cash or we don't invest, and that costs us money in terms of opportunity. But in good times, like we've just gone through, we tend to let it ride, and that costs us real money, not just paper money. It's very, very serious. So let me just give you a couple of the things we talked about at our seminar yesterday, and we called it a 10-second course in economics. But people seem to really like this. Everybody knows that interest rates may go up. There's been many opportunities for the Fed to do this. They have another one this month. They have another one in December, and they'll have one every quarter, and they're going to do it. They have to do it at some point. Now, this was done. These low interest rates were done to stimulate the economy. But once interest rates go up, the stock market has a lot of jeopardy in two ways. One, people who are interested in income may run out of the stock market, and therefore there'll be fewer buyers, less demand, prices will go down. And those are the prices of your stocks, including the ones in the mutual funds. Second is, there are many corporations that are doing well because they're borrowing money. And when rates go up, they have to spend more, and there'll be less growth or less dividends, less income, less profit. Again, stocks take a hit. And last but not least, you might be saying to yourselves, I'm not in stocks. I have a lot of bonds. Great. If you have long-term bonds that you bought because they were better than what Ron just called certificates of disappointment, they're also going to go down in value because when rates go up, long-term rates go up, and your bonds will be worth less because you're locked in long-term with less rates. You know, it's hard on the radio to give you the details and the understanding of what you should know to arm yourself against really serious loss that we cannot recoup if we are 5 years before retirement or after retirement. So that's why we do the seminars, Ron. And we're doing one on October 29th. I'm just going to repeat that number again. It's at 11:30 a.m. Fabulous food. We went on about the food at the beginning of the show. Right now I want to give you the opportunity to go eat the food and meet us and really, really get your questions answered the right way. Or as Ron said, go right away, and we offer complimentary meetings to point you in the right direction, right in the office, or even by telephone. So to get either a meeting with us or to come to the great seminars, 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. And if that feels like, you know, I'd really like to read something first and really understand it, you can download our latest book, Beating the Fear Factor, 15 Minutes to Your Ideal Retirement. Fear, by the way, stands for false evidence affecting your retirement. And how do you get the free download? Very easy. Ronald Gelock, that's G-E-L-O-K, all spelled out, ronaldgelockandassociates.com/book. And you know what? If you want your portfolio looked at, just to see if it will be stressed if interest rates change, you can get that too. ronaldgelockandassociates.com/stressors, S-T-R-E-S-S-O-R-S, stressors. So, you know, we try to do whatever we can to make it possible for you to live the life you love, you know, for the rest of your life and never have to worry about money. Going back to that, by the way, worrying about money, Ron. We're looking at almost the end of our segment. But I want to start this question. One person was very, very concerned about long-term care. They were very worried about it. Why don't you start that topic, and we can talk specifically about their question after the break. Because you call that a blind spot. What do you mean by a blind spot when it comes to long-term care?
Well, you know, I like to use the analogy of a blind spot this way. Let's say you're driving down Route 287. You go to change lanes. You put your turn signal on. You look in your rearview mirror. You look in your side view mirror. You glance over your shoulder. You start to ease over, and all of a sudden somebody's leaning the horn on you. You scoop back to your own lane, your chest is pounding, the adrenaline's surging, and you think, oh my gosh, that guy was in my blind spot, I didn't even see him. And a blind spot when it comes to your finances can be any number of things. It can be taking on excessive risks in equities. It can be taking on excessive interest rate risk or credit risk in bonds. It can be not recognizing that 7 out of 10 people over the age of 65 will have some need for long-term care later in life, and not preparing for that, and not even being aware of the multiple strategies that are available to deal with this whole issue of how do I best protect my assets for the benefit of myself, my spouse, and my family in the event of a catastrophic illness occurring down the road.
Yeah. So, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk about some things that you can do. And specifically, one person did ask us, and we will answer when we come back, about what happens if you do have long-term care insurance. You make a claim. You're ill now. You have to keep paying the premiums. So we will talk about that very, very specific thing when we come back, and how to protect yourself and your family if you have a catastrophic illness. Don't go anywhere. Okay, so we finished that segment. Now we're going on to the third one. After the catastrophic illness, we're going to hop on to the Roth. Yeah, so this is a 12-minute one. Stuart's giving me the clock. Okay, Ron, it's going to be about 10 seconds, and we'll be going on again. Okay?
Yep.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And when last you left us, we were not talking about a pleasant subject, I have to admit, and that was catastrophic illness. Let me remind you exactly what that is, because we use that phrase, it's almost a euphemism. It doesn't only mean Alzheimer's. It doesn't only mean Parkinson's or dementia, but it does mean those things. It means anything, physical or mental, where you cannot do some of the activities of daily living. And that phrase comes from the insurance industry. It also comes from the government and government entitlements. And what it means is you can't bathe yourself. You can't feed yourself. You have a mobility issue. Or you do have a mental issue that where you can kind of do those things, but you need supervision. And, you know, going to the bathroom is one of them. So there are a variety of different things that allow you to function. Keeping yourself clean, eating. If you can't do that without assistance, then you have the entitlements of some government programs, and also you can make claims if you have long-term care insurance, right? So you know, the issue here is that if you need that assistance, it's very expensive out of pocket. It's easily $60,000 a year. Don't gasp to have somebody come into your home. I personally do a lot of work with home health agencies. I investigate them for our clients. I look at assisted living communities for our clients. I look at what they used to call nursing homes. Now they call them SNFs. And that's skilled care nursing facilities, if you want to know what a SNF is. So we've got it covered when it comes to facilities. I can tell you, money is an object, plain and simple. So, Ron, you know, people were asking about long-term care, and you call that a blind spot. You explained to us that it means people don't realize, they don't plan for it. How are some of the ways that they could plan for it purely from a financial point of view? And then we'll get to one gentleman's specific question about whether you have to keep paying premiums, even if you make a claim.
Sure, sure. I mean, there's multiple strategies for dealing with this. And, you know, sometimes I'll make the comment, we don't know what we don't know. And what we don't know can hurt us or cost us a great deal of money. So when we get to this topic of how do I best protect my assets in the event that, let's say, I need extended care at home, I need home health care, or I need care in assisted living, or God forbid, later in life, I'm destined to have a stroke like my dad did, or come down with Alzheimer's disease like my mom did. What do I do? It's just bewildering to people, and it's not something that people like to face or talk about or deal with, but to ignore it, you ignore it at your peril. But certainly one of the things a person can do is get what's known as traditional long-term care insurance. And these are policies that are designed to cover home health care, assisted living, nursing home care. And like anything else, there's good ones and there's not so good ones. One of the things that people have to be aware of regarding these plans is that the premiums are not guaranteed. So you can get into a plan like this and find out, you know, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years into it, that suddenly the insurance company is going to the state and asking for a premium increase, and that's not a pleasant situation when you're in retirement and you've got a fixed income and you budgeted to say, well, I'm setting aside X amount of dollars each year to pay for my long-term care policy, and suddenly it's 20, 30, 40, 50% more costly. So I think it makes sense to look at the other alternatives. And I want to be clear, I'm not saying that if you have long-term care insurance in place right now that you should get rid of it. That's not what I'm saying at all. My wife and I got long-term care coverage when we were both in our 30s, which is kind of odd. But, you know, if this is what you do for a living like what I do, well, you recognize you should deal with it. But one thing, traditional long-term care insurance is just one solution. Another solution is, to the extent that there may be a need for life insurance, there's actually life insurance policies today that have what's called ABRs, or accelerated benefit riders, or chronic illness accelerated benefit riders, that are designed to accelerate the payment of the death benefit of the life policy on a tax-free basis to pay for long-term care costs. These are sometimes referred to as living benefits. And sometimes people say, well, why in the world would I want to entertain the idea of life insurance if I'm in my 50s or 60s or 70s? What possible need is there for life insurance if my kids are grown and my mortgage is paid off? You'd be surprised. Sometimes there's needs for estate tax liquidity. Sometimes there's needs to deal with replacing income if a spouse passes away. I mean, how many times do people forget that if there's a pension, there's often a reduction in pension benefits upon the death of the pensioner to the surviving spouse? And the government's not going to pay two Social Security checks if one spouse passes away. Sometimes we can kill two birds with one stone. In other words, if there's a need for life insurance anyway, why not have a life policy that would cover some long-term care expenses? And I can go on and on and on, but that's just two solutions right there.
No, you know, the fact is that today we have what we call multitasking in our lives. We all do that. We yell at our kids for doing it, then we do it. But there are products that multitask, and we don't know that. That's one of the things in Ron's category of what we don't know, we don't know. Because multitasking is a wonderful thing. It really does save you money. If you are paying a premium for health insurance, and you're paying a premium for life insurance, and you're paying a premium for long-term care, it's very likely that there'll be one or two of those that you don't have. But what if your premium went to cover more than one of those goals that you have, where you can have insurance, a death benefit? You can also accelerate that death benefit in the event that you do have the need for care. So it becomes what they call a life benefit in the trade. Or if you have annuities and certain other contractual products, not stocks and bonds, you can also have a rider. Yes, you pay a little bit for it, but it would double your income in the event that you have catastrophic illnesses. One of the things one of the gentlemen asked was, what if I do have a claim and I do have insurance? This was a fellow who was insured. Do I still have to pay the premiums? Well, if you have the right long-term care policy, the answer to that is no. There'll be a waiver of premium. When do you know that? When you get the policy. You make sure that's in your policy. And if your insurance professional didn't do that for you, then you didn't get the right service. That's my opinion here. And I'll give you one more opinion while I'm doing it. I'm very, very proud of the fact that we can help people with the problems of their parents. Half of all 60-year-olds have a living parent, and you may be one of them. You may either be the person who has a relative that needs care, or one day you might be the person who needs care. Right now, there are millions of caregivers in the state of New Jersey, right now, as we're talking, and they don't have any place to give them support. So we do help you. If you are a fiduciary for your family members, if they need care, they haven't planned, we may be able to get you out of a jam because we know an awful lot about the long-term care business, what the government does, what you can do personally. And that's one of the things you can talk to us about at our upcoming seminar. And we were filled up. It was a very important event for a lot of people. We're having another one on October 29th at 11:30 a.m. at the Chimney Rock Restaurant. We've selected that restaurant because it's convenient for our listeners, but we didn't know what a fabulous spread of food. We have to thank them. It really was amazing. No joke, people took stuff home. Meatballs were running out the door. Pizzas, whole pizzas were being taken home, as well as delicious chicken and other entrees. So 800-467-8152. You really can't miss by calling. It's free and it's fun, very educational. 800-467-8152. Just call, say you want to register for the 29th, and we'll put you on the list. 800-467-8152. Want a copy of our latest book, Beating the Fear Factor? You'll hear a lot, you'll read a lot in that book about the things we talk about on the air. Beating the Fear Factor, False Evidence About Retirement. Just go to your computer or your tablet, ronaldgelockandassociates.com/book, and you'll download a free book. Ronald Gelock, G-E-L-O-K, and associates.com/book. And so then one of the things that we want to do here is we want to tell you, give you a whet your appetite, I guess, for our next segment. Because one of the questions that were asked, and I won't toss this to Ron about this question, was, should I live in Mexico? Now, I mean, I'm telling you, it was a free-for-all. But what I will toss over to Ron is, somebody asked the difference between a 401k and an IRA. Can you explain that to us, Ron?
Sure. A 401k is an employer-sponsored retirement plan. So a lot of these plans are named after the section number in the Internal Revenue Code that they are described or that they're authorized or that the rules are written, so to speak, the rules of the road, the law. So a 401k plan is is the most common type of employer-sponsored retirement account in the United States. So what happens is people, while they're on the job, they're contributing to their 401k plan. Sometimes the employer may make a match. However, most 401k plans have fairly limited choices in terms of how the retirement savings can get invested or positioned. And so what happens is when a person either reaches age 59 and a half or they retire, it's very common for them to say, hey, you know what, I deserve better. Can I do a tax-free rollover of the money that's in the 401k plan to my own IRA account where I might have choices that I like better than the choices that are available within that 401k?
And we have to take a little bit of a break right now. We will. This is Adrian Berg. This is the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour, and we shall return in a minute. Okay, this is the last segment for the hour, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
One
so,
thing, you may want to mention, do you think you should mention that the Chimney Rock Inn is in Gillette?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, I did,
you know,
say it was but I didn't say where it was, you're right.
Because Gillette's a small town in Union County, but it's very easy to get to from anywhere in the listening audience. I would maybe put it that way.
Okay, good. So when we come back, I'm going to do that. When we come back, I'm going to toss it very quickly to you to finish up about when they make their switch over to the IRA. Okay?
Yep.
Let's do it. Let's start the rundown now. And the order's 8:50. Right. And hello, hello, hello. Once again, we are in the last segment of the Retirement Power Hour with Ron Gelock. Ron, I know that you're with us, and you were really right in the middle of telling us all about what happens after someone retires with a 401k, and they roll it over into an IRA, apropos of a question from one of our seminar attendees yesterday. So before we even go any further, let's go right back to that difference between the 401k and IRA. You had just mentioned that with the 401k, your investment choices are often very limited.
Well, this is true. The employer has a plan document. The employer has a relationship with a particular vendor. And so what's very common is a person might have, you know, somewhere between 10 and 20 different mutual funds to choose from. And then there might be, you know, a stable value fund, which is something, you know, paying a very low interest rate today, somewhere between 1% and 3%. And then there may be the opportunity to own company stock within the 401k. But if you think about something, this whole 401k system came about back in the 70s when corporate America lobbied the politicians to say, we need to set up an alternative system because we, the corporations, want to shift the longevity risk from the individual, from the corporation to the individual. In other words, if you think about your parents' generation, the vast majority of that generation had paychecks for life, the traditional defined benefit pension, and now what happens with the 401k system, the burden of creating a lifelong income and making sure that you don't run out of money before you run out of breath, that burden now falls on the individual. And that's scary for a lot of people to say, well, I have to make smart decisions about what to do with my 401k. If I just listen to some financial salesperson, who knows what's going to happen? What are the smart choices? What is available to me? What strategies are thinking outside the box? What don't I know that I should know? These are the things that I want our listeners to be thinking about when it comes to IRAs and 401ks.
Yeah, because I would say that to answer this gentleman's question, what is the real difference between a 401k and IRA? With the IRA, you're on your own. With the 401k, somebody's making the decisions for you from a limited choice box. But with the IRA, you can involve yourself in almost every investment you could think of. And, you know, we're going to be talking about what can be in those IRAs at our next conference, and that is on October 29th. Ron reminds me that I told you the date, October 29th. I told you the time. It's 11:30. The place is Chimney Rock Restaurant, which I have been saying is convenient to us, but I didn't tell you where it was. And it's in Gillette, the town of Gillette, New Jersey, specifically selected because it's convenient to our listening audience. And you can simply register. It's free. The lunch is delicious. And we really have a good time, in addition to explaining things to you that you really wondered about but had nobody to ask. So to register free of charge, 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. And they'll register you. You know, no questions asked, 800-467-8152. You know, before the break, I did mention that people had asked us about moving to Mexico. I want to explain what I meant about that and give you another layer, another aspect of the issue of retirement. We had a lot of people at our conference that are snowbirds. Ron, I'm going to tell you one of the questions that they asked us about Florida. And so a lot of people were snowbirding to North Carolina and Florida. But some actually owned homes in Mexico already, and they were wondering, should they move there? So one of the things that we do that I think is unique, if people do come in for a meeting, is we're very knowledgeable about other states and other countries that are popular today for having a second home. And some people are even thinking about it for their permanent retirement. I worked with the American-Mexican Retirement Association. The fellow who asked me about this didn't even know that. And we look at places like Costa Rica. We look at the health care in Nicaragua. We look at everything people are talking about in international living. We have a lot of information for you on that and how you can afford to do it and should you try to do it. But the question that was about Florida that a lot of people asked was they were asking, Ron, about the estate taxes. A lot of people believed that because they were snowbirds and there was no state estate tax in Florida, another person asked about Nevada, which also has no state estate tax, could they get away with it, so to speak? Could they live in both states and not pay the New Jersey tax? What's the scoop there?
Well, if you are a legal resident of Florida or Nevada or a state that does not have a state tax and you pass away, there is no state estate tax assessed. So sometimes people in New Jersey, which is a highly taxed state, will say, you know what, I'm going to beat the system, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and purchase a second home down in Florida, and I'm going to spend 6 months and a day down in Florida, and then I'll be up in New Jersey for part of the spring, summer, or fall, and this way my family will avoid the New Jersey state estate tax. All that is true, but the practical realities of life sometimes intrude on our plans. And I'll give you an example of something I see happen all the time, where husband and wife decide to relocate to Florida in the winter months and part of the spring. They spend the summers up in New Jersey, And what happens to husband at age 85, for example, is let's say husband passes away. And suppose 3-4 years later, surviving spouse, wife is showing signs of dementia or Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or some type of debilitating illness. Now, let's suppose that adult son or daughter is in New Jersey, grandchildren are in New Jersey, a family meeting is held, son and daughter decide, what, we love mom, we can't leave mom 1,300 miles away. Let's bring mom back to New Jersey so she can be cared for properly and we can be involved in making sure she's being cared for properly. And lo and behold, mom becomes a New Jersey resident again, and the whole plan to escape New Jersey estate tax gets defeated.
You know, one of the things that I hate to always say is, we're coming to the end of the show, but you get Ron's point that at that point, whatever planning was done and whatever you thought would not be paid in the estate, that's over. It's over. She's become a resident again. And so, you know, planning is not for a minute and just one point in your life. It's throughout, and we are there. I also want you to know that Ron Gielak & Associates does have a Florida office, in case you were wondering. And that's important. It's important to many, many of our clients. So, Ron, this has been a terrific and very quick hour. Reminding everybody of the number to call, 800-467-8152, for the Gillette Seminar at Chimney Rock on October 29th. It's a wonderful luncheon. We look forward to seeing you, and we look forward to next week. And don't forget this Saturday at 7:30, our travel and leisure show, as we tell you not only how to make money, but how to spend it. Have a great, great week. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. We're starting all over again. You're okay with it?
Yeah. I mean, it's 8:24. I mean, if we're done by 9:30, I'm happy.
Okay. So can we make it in the hour, Stuart? I think so. Yeah. All right. Now, so I just have to change my papers. Okay.
Now, one thought. Are we doing enough calls to action that says, you know, if you'd like a free financial review, if you'd like to sit with a financial advisor either at our office or at your home, you know, are we doing enough of that? That's what I'm wondering.
Okay. Well, the answer is probably no, because most of the breaks are on the seminar alone, but let me add that, and you can add that to any time you want, but I will definitely add it to each of the sessions, and maybe once we'll do two in this long segment. We'll do two breaks, one for that and one for the seminar, two separates on the 2-12 minutes. Okay.
Sure.
So we'll get those in. The other thing is, I just did new commercials. So those commercials are also have that in it, just so you know, because those are the things you don't see, the commercials that they're playing during the week, and we're testing them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to take 10 seconds, and you ready?
Yep.
Stuart, I'm doing this, okay? Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and...
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And, you know, every week we take on a different theme that has to do with your personal finance. And you may be surprised to hear that this show, we're taking on the theme of real estate. So let me explain a couple of things. First of all, Ron is really a champion real estate investor in his own right. I dabble in real estate all the time. I even own real estate in my own IRA and have written a lot of articles on it. But one of the things we notice about real estate investors, because we've got that mindset ourselves, is they sometimes neglect the rest of their portfolio. And so we do attract at the Ronald Gielock office a lot of people who are in real estate, and we take a look and we see how brilliant they are strategically and how pathetic some of the rest of their assets are because they don't have the whole round picture. So there really is such a thing as investing for real estate people, and we are here to always to answer your questions and to point you in the right direction. You know by now that you can always call our number, and you can always have a complimentary meeting. And the number is 800-467-8152. Let me give that to you right off the bat today, 800-467-8152. As I toss it over to Ron, Ron, I know you have a lot of clients that are in the real estate business, but many people who are the average type, their real estate is their home. And as they get to retirement, they almost worry about selling their home and having a pile of cash. Now what do they do? When they come to Ronald Gielock and Associates, it's an issue. Sometimes they won't even sell their home. They're just worried that the cash will be dissipated. How do you treat that as a big life issue prior to retirement?
Well, Adrian, for a lot of people, their single biggest asset is the equity that they've built up in their home, or that may represent their second biggest single asset. And not everybody, when they retire, feel they still need to be in a 3 or 4 bedroom home, especially when the kids have left the nest. So the idea of selling that home and taking some of that equity and investing that or positioning that in such a way that it can help generate income in retirement is really a sound idea. But it's like anything else, the devil's in the details. If you just try to, you know, do it on your own or wing it or do this with the advice of a stockbroker, you may or may not end up with the result you're looking for. So what we encourage people to do is sit down and talk with us about this topic.
Yeah, I think it's very important to also know that it's emotionally charged. I mean, one of the things is this. Still today, most people who are homeowners are couples. They bought it a long time ago. They bought their home at a certain time in their lives. They kind of know it's too big. They kind of know that it's getting to be too costly. But their friends are there. They want to stay there. How do they make sure that their money lasts long enough to be able to, A, pay off the mortgages, the heating bills rise, and, of course, as we all know, in the great state of New Jersey, we have the worst property taxes in the country. And you're still paying for other people's kids' education, and you have to. That's it. That's the price to live in the beautiful suburbs that you want to live in. So, please, if that's an issue in your life and you are juggling your future, don't just sit and argue about it with your husbands and wives. I wrote a book a long time ago called How to Stop Fighting About Money and Make Some. And Avon, the publisher, changed it to Financial Planning for Couples, which I frankly thought was boring, Ron. But the fact is, I've been in, under, around, and through how people make life decisions when it comes to money. It isn't easy, but we can help you through that as well. So, Ron, let's toss it back to you. Are you finding that most of your clients, and I notice them as they come in the door, and I'm always at the office there, they are couples. Are they always in accord when it comes to their retirement plans?
No, my goodness, no. If it would really be, the exception if you had a husband and wife that were in total agreement on everything that they should be doing going forward when it comes to their retirement or their finances. And that should not be an excuse to do nothing. What instead should be done is to engage in a dialogue with a retirement planner about what kind of quality of life do we want to have for the next 20 to 30 years, and find a sensible middle-of-the-road pathway to achieve the objectives. Because it's always going to be that one spouse is more aggressive than the other when it comes to investing, and one spouse is more conservative or security-oriented when it comes to investing. So those differences really need to be resolved, and sometimes sitting down with a third party who does this on a daily basis can make perfect sense, and this is what we do to help our couple clients.
Yeah, I just want to give you some more guidance out there, because, you know, in an hour show, it's impossible for us to impart any specific knowledge to anyone, and even general knowledge. We need to do more together. So there's a couple of things you can do. First of all, you can have a complimentary meeting, and it's very simple. Phone number 800-467-8152. 800-467-8152. For those who just want to put the toe in the water and get their questions answered, we do wonderful seminars. They're free. The next one is October 29th, so it's coming right up. It's at the Chimney Rock in Gillette, by the way. I'm told it's already filling up, and that's no joke. It really is, because our last one, we were overbooked. And we made it at Chimney Rock in Gillette to be convenient to you. It's a delicious lunch. If it's anything like the dinner, you're not going to have dinner. You're just going to have this big lunch and take the food home. It's 11:30 a.m. on October 29th. Same phone number, 800-467-8152. And Ron just mentioned husbands and wives with different tastes in investing, so to speak, aggressive, conservative. If you want to know if your portfolio is stressed, go take a look at ronaldgelockandassociates.com. Ronald Gelock, G-E-L-O-K, and associates.com, and ask for a meeting where we will analyze if your portfolio is too aggressive, if there are stressors in it right now, even if it's a conservative portfolio, might have a lot of long-term bonds that could get stressed if interest rates rise. So we will do a stressor analysis for you, no obligation, and absolutely free. So that's ronaldgelockandassociates.com or 800-467-8152. Now, getting back to real estate here, I just want to read something to you guys. And Ron, too, there's been a brand new survey by the Demand Institute. They surveyed 4,000 baby boomers to see if they were really planning to move. You know, we talked about how we're going to downsize and move. The fact is that two-thirds of those surveyed said they were planning to age in place. They're going to stay home. So, Ron, I'm going to toss this one to you. You know, you hear about things like reverse mortgages. Now, this is not something that Ronald Gelock and Associates provides. But can we provide people who are knowledgeable in that? What's your take? At one point, everybody was running to them. At another point, everybody was running away from reverse mortgages. Can you explain a bit of what they are and your take on them?
Well, a reverse mortgage is something that is clearly not for everybody, but it is right for some people. I think the AARP actually has a really useful guide to reverse mortgages that one can find a link to on the AARP's website. But the real issue is if a person says, look, you know, I'm determined to stay in the home that I've been in for the last 30 years, and my children and grandchildren are local, you know, but at the same time, I really could use some more income, and I really don't have enough in income-producing assets. So the concept of the reverse mortgage is to pull some equity out of that home in the form of a loan. And of course, loan proceeds are always tax-free. A reverse mortgage can be structured as a lump sum or as a stream of payments. And what we do, if somebody says, hey, you're describing my situation to a T, is we may make an introduction to a licensed reverse mortgage specialist who can explain this, the pluses, the minuses, the costs involved in more detail to the person that this is of interest to.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is what I call the golden Rolodex. You do need full financial planning. Ron calls it holistic. One of the things that you can do if you come in for a meeting is have a free consultation with an attorney that works closely, in the same building, actually, with the firm. Another is a referral for people who need special medical insurance. And as Ron just said, reverse mortgages. So the point is, we don't believe in being one size fits all or a jack of all trades. You really need specialists in different areas. In our case, it's tax-free lifelong income and the right way to grow your money and protect your money and, of course, tax savings. But there's more to it than that, and if necessary, it's there for you through the golden Rolodex. When we come back, I want to tell you about something that happened that was extremely disturbing, I must admit, in our last seminar. It was something that a gentleman said that I can't help but airing, and we will talk about that when we come back. We'll also talk, I alluded to real estate in an IRA. I'll explain what I mean about that, because I know that that's hanging on everybody's mind. They may never have heard of it. And then we'll go back to talk about, if you are heavily invested in real estate, not just your own home, how you want to balance that out with the right kind of risk-free portfolio in other areas that you need. So this is the Ron Gelock Power Hour, Retirement Power Hour. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go anywhere. Okay, Rod, so we're going to go, he's just getting the clock ready for the next segment. The disturbing thing that I won't surprise you, is this. You weren't there. Do you remember the older fellow? I'm saying this to you, but I won't say it this way to everybody else. He was wearing a cap. He took a picture of me with his wife. You remember who he was at the meeting?
Not really.
All right, doesn't matter. He told me he was all in real estate. And he was doing great. And I asked him, his wife was sitting there, I asked her, actually, if she understood what they owned. And she was maybe 60. It was his third wife, I will tell you that, but I won't say that. And she had no idea, not one idea. And it was very clear that he wasn't going to tell her anything. And that was a main reason they weren't coming in. But this business of being in assets where one person understands it and the other one doesn't is dangerous. So we'll talk about that. So
yeah,
one thing,
just avoid the use of the phrase risk-free portfolio. Phil Dana would like have a heart attack over that word.
Okay.
So you might have Stu even edit that out.
Okay. Stu, I'm going to just let him tell you. Apparently, I said, I used the phrase risk-free portfolio, something. So we have to look for that. Okay, that was that in the last segment, so we know?
Yes.
Oh, just the last segment. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg and
Ronald Gelock.
And this is the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour. And right before the break, I was mentioning something that I found disturbing anyway at one of our seminars. It was a gentleman who came over. Ron didn't hear this. He was there. He was answering other people's questions and with his wife. And he said, you know, I'm all in real estate. We have very good income because I have a lot of tenants and it's great. I don't need anything else. His wife is about 20, maybe closer to 30 years younger than him, but not young. still in late 50s, early 60s. I guess that's young. To me, it's very young, by the way. And I saw this blank look on her face, and I asked her how she liked being a real estate investor. And she said, I don't know anything about it. And it was very, very clear that if anything happened to him, she would have just a mess on her hands. And Ron, you know, this business of one spouse, and it is still usually the husband, but not always, controlling everything, not knowing what, not protecting the other spouse, sometimes is inadvertent, sometimes it's deliberate, most of the time it's inadvertent. You're doing great, and you don't realize that the other spouse does not know how to handle things. And, you know, that's where I think, Ron, you know that people need advice. They need to have a backup or wingman when it comes to this. Do you run across that, particularly with your real estate investors that may be handling everything on their own?
I think this is true not only of real estate investors, but all investors. And I'll tell you how this happens, and I'll also tell you what I think our listeners should do about it. Because what typically happens, let's say you have a husband and wife. One spouse sort of takes the lead role in selecting the investments. And more often than not, for whatever reason, I find it's the husband who does that. And a lot of times, the wife may say, well, you know what, this is his thing. It's really not my thing. I'm not as interested in this as he is. And again, I'm making generalizations here. This is not true of every couple. But let's suppose we just look at the reality that women tend to outlive their husbands. I saw one statistic that women tend to outlive their husbands by 7 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. And let's say that a woman is, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years younger than her husband. That means she might outlive her husband 10 to 15 years. So a question that I'll often ask when I'm sitting with a couple is I'll ask the question to the husband, do you feel that your wife has the same skill set that you have when it comes to managing your portfolio? Or I'll ask the wife the question, gee, if something were to happen to your husband, if he passed away before you did, do you feel you have the same skill set that he has in managing your portfolio? And I'll see a frightened look come over a person's face, and they'll honestly say, no, I don't. And so the whole idea here is to say, well, why not get a financial advisor on your team now that thinks the way that you think, that understands what your goals and objectives are. And maybe this advisor might help with, I don't know, a third of the portfolio or 25% of the portfolio. Because trust is something that let's be honest, trust is something that's earned over time.
Yes.
But to just sort of do nothing and wait to the point where husband passes away and then be in crisis mode to find a financial advisor could be a prescription for disaster.
I mean, it's very, very important to be prepared. And while I love to say, and I do a lot of seminars for older adults, particularly women, and they have all kinds of cute names. We do something called the menopause portfolio or portfolios for women of a certain age. The fact is, it's like anything else. It's learning to play an instrument when you're 75 and you never did it as a kid. It is very, very difficult to all of a sudden handle all your own money, know everything you need to know later on in life. It's doable, but it shouldn't have to be done. And the best way to do it is to ease into a relationship before, as Ron says, you're in crisis mode or your children are telling you to use their people, who might be wonderful, by the way, but they're probably working with people who are accumulating their assets, not people who are living from the income from their assets. So it's a different scale and it's a different specialty. And we talk about this at our meetings. I want to tell you how to have a complimentary meeting and also how to come see us and have a wonderful lunch. The phone number is the same. This is the number that you should have. 800-467-8152. Write down 800-467-8152. Call during working hours during the week. You can make an appointment to come in. That's one thing you can do. You can also simply register for our next luncheon seminar, which is taking place at the Chimney Rock, a wonderful restaurant. Food aplenty, but also delicious, truly delicious. And it's in Gillette. This was a new restaurant that we used, and we were shocked at the amount and quality of the food. 11:30 a.m. This is on October 29th. For those of you who can make that luncheon, I really do recommend it. And not only is it free, it's convenient to you, and that's what we wanted to happen. 800-467-8152. So we were talking about real estate, and we were talking about real estate in many different ways than we usually do. One of them, Ron, was brought up to me at our last conference. Listen to this one. A fellow was on Medicaid, and he owned a home, and he was a single gentleman. His nephew was at the conference, was at our meeting, and what happened was the nephew was shocked to learn that when the when his relative passed away in New Jersey, the Medicaid folks took his house away, took the house away. He was totally blindsided by the fact that that house was not safe, and they did have an expectation of inheriting it. So, you know, how often does it happen, Ron, that people don't really realize the stress that their own real estate has because they don't see the whole picture?
Yeah, I mean, this is an issue that is of concern to a lot of people. And, you know, Adrian, you bring up a really, really valid point, which is, you know, if you get to a situation where you're in crisis mode, it's sort of natural to turn to a family member, you know, maybe an adult son or daughter or niece or nephew, and say, gee, who's your financial advisor? Who are you working with? And somebody who focuses on the needs of people in their 30s and 40s is maybe not the best choice when somebody really needs somebody who focuses on the needs of people in their 60s and 70s and beyond.
And you know, Ron, again, we come to the end of our little segment here, but we come back, we'll be talking more about that. We'll also be talking about the real estate IRA for a moment or two to clear up some of those details and go on to how real estate is in our own lives, but we only think of it in terms of, you know, Trulia, what's our house worth? Can we sell it? Should we sell it? There's a lot more to it than that when it comes to holistic planning. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Okay, we're going to the next segment, and which is the long one, which is 12. And we have some more questions that deal where we can, you know, sneak into the same things we usually say. With regard
well,
to
yeah,
that
would be good because I don't know really what more I can say about real estate.
That's right. Well, what I want to go to is I think what we do want to talk about here, two things. One, for people who want to stay in New Jersey, needing to have the income that's going to cover their property taxes. I think we can talk about building a lifelong stream of income the way you usually do, on the understanding that property taxes are very, very high. It's one of the major reasons people leave the state. And if they really don't want to, then they need to come in and make a plan. So we can settle it in that one that way. All right. There'll be plenty to say. You'll see. I'm starting.
Okay.
Stuart, I'm starting the 10 seconds. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gelock.
And this is the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour. And we've been talking about aspects of real estate, looking at the issue of real estate, of really not from the point of view of the real estate investor, but from the point of view of the average person that might come into Ronald Gielock and Associates with issues dealing with their home, their second homes, or an inherited home that they may not realize is there. They just get blindsided. They don't know what they don't know. So to recap, again, many people struggle to become Medicaid eligible. They live in their home. They know that as long as they're living in their home, they may be able to receive Medicaid. That's possible. They don't realize that Medicaid has a recovery right, and that recovery can be against a home as long as a spouse or a dependent child is not living there still. And then when they move, the recovery can take place. So people's inheritance isn't always what they think it is, and that's one reason that if you do give us a call, you may need a consultation with an elder law attorney, and it is free of charge. We work with a fantastic guy. He does a lot of seminars with us as well. So if you're interested in that consultation, do call 800-467-8152. It's complimentary, 800-467-8152. Now, I want to morph for a second, Ron, into the issue of the real estate IRA and then talk about property taxes in the state of New Jersey for a moment. Real estate IRA is very simple. If you Google it, you'll find about 10 articles of mine about it. It simply means that we are allowed to own real estate in a specialized custodial IRA. It's as simple as that. Most people don't know it. It's real estate that you cannot live in and cannot use for yourself. It's got to be real estate that's only for an investment, and it has certain interesting characteristics when it's time for you to get it out of your IRA. Now, some people do know a great deal about this and have done it. I've met many people at the Ron Gielock and Associates conferences that have done it, but if you do, that's another reason to come and see us, because getting it out of your IRA has tax implications. Getting it into your IRA has tax implications, and how you manage the rest of your portfolio is extremely important. Because should you run out of IRA money and not be able to sustain that real estate, you're in a lot of trouble. So if this is something on your mind or you have it already, you're going to find very, very few planners who understand it, and that we write about it all the time, and we do. So that's another example of what we call holistic. 800-467-8152. Now, a lot of, Ron, you know, during a little break, we were talking about the fact that people want to stay in their home. The surveys show that at least two-thirds of boomers want to stay home. The big problem in the state of New Jersey is taxes. I moved from a town where my tax was $24,000 a year. And my friends who stayed tell me that the taxes went up. Now, who, you know, if you really want to stay, it's very, very difficult to be in any of the suburbs and not spend less than maybe $10,000 or $9,000. You go to Utah, it's $1,000. Nevada, it's $800 for the same house. It's the income that you need. You don't realize how much income. So as an income specialist, Ron, what are some of the things you do to make sure that the right amount of income is there for the things that are permanent, like your property tax, that you cannot get away with? You know, there's no way that you can save money on property taxes. It's different than a latte. And I know you create a lot of structures for people for lifelong and often tax-free income. Can you describe some of those?
Well, I think the whole key and the whole message is the planning process. It's not something that I can just wave a magic wand over the radio or even in a financial workshop or seminar that we do and solve it in an instant. But I think the whole mindset needs to be, I have a certain amount of money set aside in retirement savings right now at what could be the peak of the current market cycle. And these retirement dollars need to last for the next 20 to 30 years. and what's the income generating capacity of the retirement savings that I have, and how should I be positioning the retirement savings as to lower risk if possible, and lower expenses if possible, and create a guaranteed stream of income from some of the portfolio. So this is where we get into very personalized, very sophisticated, very one-on-one planning that's customized to the needs of the individual. So if somebody says, look, I really love my kids and grandkids, and I'm involved in my grandchildren's life, and I don't want to have to find myself in a situation where if we hit another 2008 or we hit another 2001 or two, and suddenly my portfolio is cut by 30 or 40%, that now I have to move because I can't afford my property taxes. So this is why we want to do the planning the right way ahead of the bubble in the market bursting. So I would encourage everybody who's listening to say, you know what, Ron's making good sense. Let me call the office number, 800-467-8152. Let me set up a free financial review with one of the planners on Ron's team and get going in the right direction.
You know, you said something, you said a magic word. You said fees. We hadn't actually even discussed bringing this topic up, but it happened four or five times at our last seminar. You said minimizing fees. I think a lot of people believe that if they have a bunch of mutual funds that are called no-load mutual funds or low-load mutual funds, and they kind of self-manage themselves, it's not expensive. They're not paying a lot. And if they get an advisor, it's going to cost a lot of money. And I think it's a good idea for you to differentiate between different advisors and different ways that advisors are compensated. I think people really don't know enough about that.
Yeah, my goodness, this is an area where there's a lot of, I don't know if I'd call it confusion, but just a lot of lack of clarity or understanding or the assumption that, you know, all financial advisors are the same, or all financial advisors are somehow salespeople. Well, there is an absolutely huge difference that you can drive a truck through, how big this difference is, between a financial advisor who has a fiduciary duty to you, the client, and a financial advisor whose duty really is more to his employer than it is to you. So a fiduciary has the same type of legal duty that a trustee has to trust beneficiaries, or that your attorney might have to you, a legal duty to do the right thing and put your interest first. Now, you contrast that to somebody who, you know, maybe they happen to be licensed for insurance or licensed for securities, but they work for a bank or they work for a brokerage firm. And the bank or brokerage firm's sales management is setting the agenda for what they want to be offered to their clients. And those firms follow something called a suitability standard. So a suitability standard simply says, well, you know, if it's suitable for you, for example, to be in a growth and income fund, then the firm can select, or the advisor at the firm can select almost any growth and income fund, including a growth and income mutual fund that might be owned by the very same firm that is paying this advisor's weekly salary or paycheck. So the question a person should be asking themselves is, well, do I want independent advice? You know, do I want fee-based advice? Do I want to work with an advisor who has a fiduciary duty to me, the client? Well, that's the duty that we have to our clients. And, you know, at the same time, we're not going to put ourselves in a box where we say, oh my gosh, the only thing that's any good is fee-based. You know, if there's a situation where, let's say, an insurance product is is called for. Example, a life insurance policy or a long-term care policy. Well, those companies are going to pay us a commission. It's not something that we apologize for. But the whole idea here is to say, well, am I working with an advisor or an advisory team who has a legal duty to put my interests first? That's what we do. That's what we're trying to make people aware of.
And, you know, again, as we come to the end of the segment, let's give that 800 number. You know, it's something that we feel we repeat a lot, and it's not because we are there and on this show to make sure that the office is filled. The office is filled. We have an obligation to tell people the right thing at the right time for their life. And we'd like to do it for you. It's absolutely free. There's never any obligation. And people find it to be a really soothing and calming experience to come in and talk with us or attend one of our seminars. To do either one, you go to 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. The next seminar in Gillette at the Chimney Rock, lots of food, lots of fun, but a lot of education, is on October 29th at 11:30 a.m. It's a luncheon. And that is 800-467-8152. You know, we could be very calm on the air, but we know that money is very emotionally charged, particularly when we're speaking with couples or kids and parents, and we do take that in consideration. So therefore, when people walk into the office, they often have a little level of anxiety when they walk out. You can see a whole different expression on their face. You can see a stress-free expression. And if you want that, 800-467-8152. Don't go anywhere. We will be back in just a moment. Okay, we're going on to our next segment. This is the third one, right, Sue?
Last one.
I'm sorry. See, that went fast, actually. Okay, good. Very good. And then, Ron, you'll be able to run off, okay?
Yes, and what I want to do once I get into the car, if it's okay with you, is just give you a call to continue that conversation about, hey, you know, you and Stu thought about certain things that would make the seminar better. I thought about certain things that would make the seminar better. Why not have that conversation while it's fresh in our minds?
Right. So we'll start with you on that one because you probably will cover and answer some of the questions that we have about changes that we wanted to make but weren't sure we should make them. And then anything that wasn't on your list that we came up with will run by you, okay?
Sure.
Do that that way. Okay, so now we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about maybe just a little bit about probate and second homes because there were a lot of snowbirds. And, and then there were an awful lot of questions about annuities. There really were straight-up questions about annuities. Would you like to answer one like, is it true that if you have a fixed index annuity, the second person dies, the insurance company gets the money? Because.
Yeah, sure, we can answer that. Why not?
Very good. Okay, I'm going to start now. And hello. Once again, this is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And, you know, before we left on the last segment, we were talking about things like second homes and the kind of real estate that most people have, not the real estate investment moguls. We were really surprised. We've been surprised at our seminars of how many of you are second home owners, not only snowbirds. A lot of people actually have moved to New Jersey. We talk a lot, Ron, about people who want to stay in New Jersey. I'm a transplant. I only moved to New Jersey because my mom did. And that was many, many years ago, and it was not even a state that I had much relationship with. We met a couple of people who moved here from Mexico, and they have homes in Mexico. some people, I know it's unbelievable, but they moved from Florida here, so that, not the other way around. And many people had homes in North Carolina, or at least were thinking about it. So one of the holistic issues is not just money, but estate planning. And they have real estate outside of their state of residency. What is the probate issues when it comes to that? I mean, not we're both lawyers, but we're not practicing law. Still, we get this all the time, of very, very untidy probate experiences. Can you relate to that, Ron, and some of the things that, that you've seen with the clients that they may not have realized that they could get blindsided by?
Well, sure. And, you know, this gets back to this whole idea of working with a financial advisor or a financial advisory team who does not take the attitude that, well, that's not my job. Now, keep in mind, nobody in our office is going to give advice in an area that they're not licensed for. But, you know, my being licensed as an attorney gives me the ability to give intelligent advice on legal topics and issues. Now, I may not be the person who is drafting particular documents, and Adrian, that's true of you as well,
right,
but you,
right.
We can certainly point people in the right direction to an attorney who specializes in the type of documents that they may need. So back to the bigger question, which is, well, what about this topic of probate, right? Probate is the legal process whereby title to assets gets retitled based upon the instructions that somebody has left in their will. And in New Jersey, it's not that cumbersome or burdensome a process. If anybody has ever offered up a will for probate at the county surrogate's office, they found that, you know, the people there are generally quite helpful. They're helpful in completing the forms and in generating the letters, testamentary that are necessary to help retitle assets. But in other states, my goodness, Florida, New York, California, probate can be a bear. It can be burdensome. It can be cumbersome. It can be time-consuming. And real estate is something that has to go through probate in the state in which it's located in. So let's say a person says, well, you know, I have my primary residence in New Jersey, but gee, you know, I have a condo in Florida, or I have a lakefront home in the Poconos, or I have a lot up in the Adirondacks, and gee, I also happen to have a couple of deeded timeshare interests, which are real property interests. All of that has to go through probate in the state in which it's located in. So this is where we may say to somebody, you know what, when you talk with an estate planning attorney that will point you in the direction to, we want you to talk to that attorney about maybe using a revocable living trust to avoid multiple probates and multiple jurisdictions.
And you know, one of the things that we do offer with, along with our own consultations, is that of an attorney, and it is complimentary. It's somebody who has worked with Ronald Gielak and Associates for many years. But I think even more important is the fact that without practicing law, we have a heightened awareness of some of the problems. So even if we may not be the ones with the solutions, as Ron says, the most difficult thing in your life is what you don't know you don't know. And when somebody can look over your portfolio and say, do you know that you may have a probate problem in the great state of Utah because you own two timeshares there? By the way, that's me. You know, who's going to say that to you unless they have a heightened awareness of the whole holistic picture? And I'll give you that phone number again, and I want to go and talk a little bit about timeshare actually for a minute. 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152, either for our October 29th seminar in Gillette at the beautiful Chimney Rock, and we're really going to have a lot of fun. And they make it look like a camp, so I'm going to call this a financial boot camp over at Chimney Rock in Gillette on the 29th. Great lunch, 800-467-8152, or for a straight-up meeting with us in the office. Same phone number, 800-467-8152. Well, the last thing I thought I was going to talk about this hour, Ron, was timeshares. But you mentioned it, and let me tell you that there's a lot of people listening that own one, or two, or three. Give you a very quick one. Number one, as Ron explained, it is real estate. It's deeded. You can leave it to your kids. Don't leave it out of your will. Don't create an expensive probate for nothing. If it happens to be in another state, which it probably is. Very easy to do that in a trust and let the kids just get it probate free. The other thing is, some of you want to sell it, some of you hate it, some of you want to parlay it into lifelong travel. Talk to us about this. I've written a whole book about timeshare, the goods, the bads, and the ugly. So again, we bring this up to you to explain that this isn't your average everyday, which mutual fund should we choose. There's a lot going on in your life, and there's a lot going on in the office. So in the last minute, Ron, let me toss it back to you to explain to everybody exactly what happens when they do come in.
Oh, sure. I mean, let's put it this way. The free financial planning review is a pleasant process. This is not like going to the dentist for a root canal. You know, it's actually fun and enjoyable to be able to talk to somebody who knows what's on your mind, who's able to answer your questions, who's able to ask you thought-provoking questions, like what's your plan for dealing with the taxation issues surrounding your IRAs and retirement accounts? This is an area that people go, well, what do you mean the taxation issues? And we'll bring up the reality that there's a proposal that's pending in the Congress right now to go back to what's called a five-year distribution on death, which means your accelerated taxation of your IRA account assets when they pass to the next generation. So this is what I mean about sometimes people don't know what they don't know. And it can cost them, and we want to bring them up to speed on this.
Yeah, and you know what we do every single Wednesday? We have to say goodbye right now. We're so sorry to have to do this. You know by now you go to RonaldGeelockAndAssociates.com. You can download our book, Beating the Fear Factor. You can get a stressor report on your own portfolio, or you can have a meeting. Simply call 800-467-8152. Have the greatest week, and get out there, kids, and make it happen. Okay.
Okay, we're done?
Yes. Okay, so Stuart is, we have to call back to talk. That's all he's saying, okay? We have to hang up.
Right, right. So I'll be in the car in about 5 to 10 minutes, and I'll give you a call back.
Yeah, he's going in the car in 5 to 10 minutes. He's going to call us and use the home phone. You know it? The 908 number?
Yeah, yeah. I got it, yeah.
Goodbye.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.